Welcome to 2 Minutes with St. Timothy.
Just about everyone has heard of Jesus saying that the truth will set you free. But what about the rest of the story? Well, a group of religious yet hateful men had brought a woman to Jesus wanting him to either publicly condemn her for her sin or to dismiss her wayward living in a manner that would seem to make Jesus stand apart from God. Instead, Jesus turned the focus back onto the self-righteous, which took the wind out of their sails, leaving them silent. Jesus declared to the woman that he did not condemn her, but then he also said to her what he still yet says to us, "Go now and leave your life of sin." It's another example of truth and love working together. It sounds so sweet, and it is the gospel's good news. But even when spoken in love, the truth has an edge. Those religious leaders not only knew it, but had felt it. So in response to Jesus' amazing act of grace, at his very next breath, they challenged him again and again. Finally, Jesus, our loving Savior, said to them, "You're from below, and I'm from above. You're of this world, and I'm not of this world. I told you that you would die in your sins. If you do not believe that I am He, you will indeed die in your sins." That's tough love. But it started breaking through their hardened hearts. So then they asked, "Who are you?" And Jesus replied, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am He, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." Then to the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, "If you hold to my teachings, you are really my disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." Jesus showed grace to the woman who had been pushed down, but he spoke truth to those puffed up by religious pride. It's part of the good news of Jesus Christ we don't hear as much anymore. God is love. Jesus is grace embodied, but the Spirit of truth also comes to set us free.
This is Pastor Jimmy Owens. Join us at St. Timothy in Mandeville for vibrant and engaging worship this Sunday morning, or hear more at the 5 p.m. worship service on Sunday night.